Samoan actor and director Sima Urale is the 2019 Arts Foundation laureate. It's 23 years since her first short, O Tamaiti, won the Silver Lion for Best Short at the Venice Film Festival and loads of other awards as well. Since then, more movies, shorts and features, commercials, the Fulbright Scholarship, teaching, more awards, a busy and varied career for Sima Urale, who's in our Auckland studio, Talofa.
Oh, Talofa Kim.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me on. Oh, thank you. I don't know if I deserve it. You know,
no,
there's so
I'm sure
many
you
more
don't.
People. No,
I'm
seriously,
just sure
I don't.
That they just couldn't find anybody else to give it to. And they thought, oh, Lord, we'll have to give it to Sima.
Yes, I know. That's Himar again. Oh, my gosh.
You've also got a gender scholarship from the New Zealand Film Commission, have you not?
Yes, and that was a lovely surprise. Yes, again, I was like, oh, do I really deserve it?
$50,000. Is it tied to a particular project or can you spend it how you want?
Well, it's a scholarship, so it's for us to get by while we do our projects and yeah, because we don't get much money. So it's beautiful when, it is wonderful when people like Arts Foundation, New Zealand Film Commission, just now and then, they really, you know, because they are about funding films, but, you know, there's only a little bit they set aside for filmmakers to get by because they know we're usually starving.
Well, Sis, you're right. I mean, what a life you've chosen.
Yeah. But you know what? I couldn't choose anything else to do. I just, because it is about storytelling and communicating, and I think that's the same for any artist. The thing about film is that we draw on all the art forms, from writing to photography, you know, with the cinematography, I love cinematography, to actors, oh my gosh, wardrobe. So we use all those art forms and bring them together to collaborate to make films. And individually, I just adore each and every art form. It's incredible. So I feel privileged at the same time, even if we are poor most of the time making films.
You were an actor for 2 years.
Well, I do act now and then. I was in the film 1,000 Robes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tusi Tamasese's film. Of course, I didn't tell many people. So I scared the living daylights out of people when they finally saw the film and saw me being scary in the corner.
Was it great?
Oh, so much fun, Kim.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so it must have been quite liberating for you because for once you didn't have to worry about the whole damn thing. You just had to be there.
I just have to be, you know, I just had to be this quite malevolent little spirit in the corner, which was such a cool, I love acting. I couldn't do it all the time. I just think it's one of the toughest art forms to do. So I love actors in that they really give everything. And you know, they're kind of stuck on our, they're stuck on our films forever. So once we film them, they're kind of stuck there. So I'm always thankful of what actors give to our stories and our films. So it was quite good to be on the other side for once and be told and be directed.
When you look back at your life, I mean, when one looks back at one's life, it's easy to see a kind of an arc. You know,
I don't know what
that
art,
led
what?
To that. Led that. So yeah. You went to Toi Whakaari for 2 years.
I did.
And then you acted, and then you went to Australia and studied film. Would you have done that if you hadn't acted? You know, was it always a kind of a plan?
No, it's never a plan. I think it's a natural progression. If you look at all most directors in the film industry, film and TV industry, most of us actually come from theatre. We've either got an acting background or a theatre background, and usually just end up directing because it's such a natural progression. We're dealing with actors, and so having some acting background is so important and so vital because you need to be able to talk to actors, you know. I was on a film once, an American film. I won't say what film it was, but I was just one of the actors on it, you know, and huge cast. And I noticed that the American director kept running away from the actors. It was hilarious. And I've never seen that before, because part of our jobs is actually to talk to actors. Well, that's most of our job. So it was quite funny to see this American actor run for his life every time an actor approached him.
Because they just made him nervous.
I don't know. He probably should not be directing.
No. Well, he probably felt like he should be saying something to them as directors ought to. How do you direct? You tell your actors what to do?
I always see it as a collaboration. They contribute, so do I. So it's a contribution from all sides in terms of coming up with what's best for character. If I were to tell them exactly what I wanted, they start behaving like robots, which is not good. It's actually more about me drawing aspects or certain traits that they already have in them and drawing them out to the surface. So, because everyone's got that rage in them, or they all have that naughty side in them. So, you know, whatever traits I want to see in a particular character, I will try and ease that out of the actor. Yeah. It's so much fun, Kim. You should try it.
What, directing?
Oh, yes.
Not. I remember you saying that by the end of your 2 years of acting,
yes,
it dawned on you that it was the same audience that came.
Yes. Yeah, and you don't want to appeal to the same audience, because usually they're the converted audience. They already love your stuff, or they already, you know, and the beauty of film is that you can reach different audiences and, yeah, so it's, your stories can change and...
Takes such a... A lot of hard work and money to get a film underway, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm working on one right now.
What are you working on?
One for Greenstone Pictures and the beautiful Harriet Crompton, who's producer on it. She's been producing for many years, as long as I've been directing, and so it's a wonderful team. I can't say too much about it, but I'm really excited about it, because it's another film that I think will be significant, because it's a woman's story. So extremely excited to see a woman's story, but also our woman actors, you know, bring it.
What can I ask you about it?
Not much.
Where's it being shot?
Most of it here in New Zealand, maybe a bit of it, I might give it away if I say the other country. Mm. Yeah, a bit of it in Argentina, but yes. So I'm really excited. I hope I don't get into trouble with Harriet. Love you, Harriet.
No, heavens. It'll be obvious to Harriet that I've tried my best to interrogate you and came up with nothing. Argentina.
But you know, and a horror film. Oh, do you love horrors, Kim?
Up to a point. As long as they haven't got Nicole Kidman in them. What can I say?
Yeah, she's a bit scary. No, but horror films are just fantastic. You know, they're my favourite genre, even though I don't make horror. But
why did you suddenly start talking about horror films? Was it to distract me?
Yeah. Just stop asking me further questions to get me into trouble with them.
I chased after that, though. Are you working on any horror movies?
Oh, well, I've been writing one for another company, Tiki Lounge. Lovely producers there too. So, they've just got this horror idea, and I've never had so much fun with just writing horror stories.
Real horror or jokey horror?
No, real horror. I don't know if there's such a thing as real horror, because it's all in the imagination too.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Taika Waititi brand of horror.
No.
We're talking about Stephen King horror, are we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, okay. Yes. I love Stephen King horror. You know, it just opened last week, and there's a Kiwi actor in there, Jay. Yes, really awesome. I didn't go to the premiere, so I'll probably get into trouble.
God, you got into so much trouble this morning. You were offered the chance after O Tamaiti. To do a directing job in the United States, weren't you?
Oh, yes. You know, Paramount
but what
Pictures
was that?
Chased me down.
What was it?
It wasn't an offer. It was just, It was just, you know, come over hither to America, and, you know, some of us in the industry just aren't made for Hollywood, and some of us are, you know, and I mean, it's great. I think Hollywood is fantastic. It's another avenue for our filmmakers. I totally praise those that go there, you know, and, you know, sorry, some of us don't make any money. So, of course, you want to go there, make some pingers in Hollywood. And I absolutely adore you know, the peeps that go over there and make films, but I'm just not one that would probably do well over there. I can hardly handle a commercial, a 30-second commercial, let alone, you know, a 90-minute one, because I do see them like giant commercials. And and there's just so many more amazing stories to tell in Aotearoa. I think it's an amazing country. We've got so many more stories to go. We've barely scratched the surface, even though we've got amazing films. We've done amazing films. But I believe there is more to come from the younger generation, amazing filmmakers to do. Like Petra Pret Kelly, she's a documentary filmmaker. She also got a laureate. She's done amazing stuff. So it was great to see her acknowledged as well. So there's a lot of us doing stuff, and, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of what we're doing. And she does a lot of international documentaries.
Yeah, another one who works incredibly hard.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful work. Mm. And then there's Solid Coco too. You know, the younger generation artists. You know, really out there. You know, they do some crazy stuff. You know, a lot crazier than us. Was like, whoa.
You came to
Coco Solid.
Yes. New Zealand when you were seven, yeah?
Six, yeah.
Six.
Yep. Six. And I actually thought, I thought everyone was dumb when I came here, because I thought, oh my gosh, they don't know how to speak Samoan. So I was just so unimpressed. So for 2 years, you know, I'd come home, complain to mum and dad. I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe my teacher can't even speak Samoan. The kids down the road, the Chinese at the shop, you know, why is it they cannot speak Samoan? So, yeah, because Samoa was like the centre of my universe. So, of course, I expected everyone to speak it, gosh.
When did you start speaking English?
Well, you know, mum luckily was a teacher, so she would, teach us words. Oh, I don't know. I think I started picking it up from other kids, probably at seven, when I realised, oh, Samoa is not the main language here.
School was hard, though, wasn't it?
Oh, I hated school, to be admitted. Yeah, I've got to admit it, yeah. I just couldn't understand why, you know, why is, you know, these creche... That's what babysitting institutions. I just wanted to spend more time with my parents, you know. I really couldn't comprehend why I had to go to school. So, you know, as you can tell, I was probably a very, you know, difficult kid. I just could not understand. And I still can't really. I don't know why we send kids to school for. But I see the benefit of it now.
You can't. Have you got children?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Probably why. Possibly. I do not want to. I don't want to torture them and put them through a school.
Yes. But you blossomed when drama found you, or you found drama?
Yeah, drama found me, you know. It was wonderful. Just fell into it, basically. Stumbled across it. Neat minute. Why don't you go and audition for Toi Whakaari? And so I did. And so I ended up at drama school. Wonderful year, I have to say, Kim. So guess who was in my year? It was wonderful, talented, amazing people like Tim Balm, Hori Ahipene, Cliff Curtis, you know, big star who I absolutely adore, he's such a bro. Martin Chaukash, you know, he's in Born Identity and everything. Emily Perkins is like, you know, a novelist. I mean, just amazing. So, and so many other people, Julie Edwards. I mean, so many, a talented bunch in our year. I think because we were a bunch of divas, but... Yes.
It was also an unusually brown year, I think you said, wasn't
unusual,
it?
Unusual, yes, very unusual.
Although that was the beginning of a certain wave, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it is. I think that was the start of it, yeah. But we must have been big divas because we went through like three directors of the drama school. They're probably fed up with a changeover. Okay. No, just kidding.
How's your mum?
Oh, she's really good. Have you heard about my mum too, Kim?
I have.
Another drama queen, yes.
I've heard about your mum in terms of how determined she was that you should all come to New Zealand and know about the world.
Yes.
And also I hear that she's not terribly well.
Oh, yes. Well, she's 80 now. No, she had a cold, but she's much better, you know. She got all her marbles. I'm so proud of her. But she has been painting up a storm. So she's an artist too. And I have to say, Kim, she's probably earning more than most of us kids.
What does she paint?
So she paints, she was painting blonde nudes. So, you know, so nude girls, you know, breasts and everything.
Only blonde ones?
Yes. When we were younger, she used to paint vaginas and penises, giant ones, and hang them around the house.
I'm so glad you're saying this and not me. I've already been in trouble this morning for saying the P word. Really? She's pretty out there, isn't she?
Oh, she's really out there. You can see why us kids are out there. So when we were younger...
How did that go down with the Samoan community?
Oh, they look like they'd have heart attacks. Well, the thing is, they wouldn't look at the walls. You know, so they'd come in and look at the floor. Yes, and then they'd sit down and look at the floor the whole time.
What
and my
was
dad
she
would
thinking?
Be so embarrassed and try and move them, and mum would like bring them back, put them back up on the walls.
What
so
was they'd she
have
thinking?
To, yeah, so everyone would have to look at penises and vaginas.
But why? What drove her to depict genitalia in such a fashion?
Oh, she loved it. She'd make them out of shells. Everything. I don't know. She just loves the body. She loves the form. And so my mum is like some liberal hippie, really. She's, yeah, I know. You wouldn't think she was an islander, but she's quite out there, liberal. And she's still painting now, but they're a bit more toned down now. So she dots like, she does pointillism, like falaise, you know, village life. Very safe, you know, not R-rated, and so she opened her exhibition at the Fresh Art Gallery, beginning of August, so yeah, it goes till September 1, I think, and guess what, she almost sold all her paintings. Us kids were so jealous.
Ah. And most of you kids are arty, aren't you?
Yeah, we're all arty or we're either in the media. So, it's quite strange how it happened. We didn't do it on purpose, guys. You know, people just seem to think that we just purposely did it. But no, we just do our own thing. A bit dangerous for us to work with one another. But so we
have
try
you worked
and,
with one another? I know that you've done a music video for your brother, Ken Kapisi.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So I did his first two, and he came and asked me for the third, and I said, bro, you haven't even paid me for the last two. Go direct your own.
That's the trouble with families, wanting something for free.
And he did, and he's done some wonderful music videos, and I'm so proud of him. So he directs as well. So, you know, everyone just ends up doing their own thing, which is awesome.
I'd say he's pretty proud of you. Congratulations once again, and have a very enjoyable
you
time.
You too, Kim. Love talking to you.
Samoan actor and director Sima Urale, who is one of the 2019 Arts Foundation laureates.